I don't believe them. We've had a good chat. Obviously, everyone was very, very disappointed after Monday night. We knew what Sligo had the offer. They're pacey, they're energetic. Dave Robinson's built a lovely team there. But at the same time, kamikaze defending. So we met Tuesday. We went through a good bit of stuff. And as we said, we put it behind us. And we've trained since then very well. And we're all looking forward to tomorrow, which is going to be a very difficult game, very physical game. You know, Bo's are big and strong, and Keith's done a good job, you know, with Akinad up top, and, you know, guys like Lopez and Wearing and Prendergast and Danborn, they're big, strong, physical guys and very good at set pieces. So we know it's going to be a strong physical game, but, you know, there's no excuses. Everyone is ready for tomorrow, and what has been said, and it's all about getting ourselves ready to go again tomorrow.
And you've been well tuned in and signed Dave Mulcahy last week.
Yeah.
He might have an inside track somewhere along the line.
Well, to be honest with you, Dave, you know, he was probably, you know, thrown in, and was probably a game he didn't, you know, he ended up where things were going around him that, you know, some of the lads were pulled out of position. But Dave has been a great guy since he's come into training. He's shown great leadership, and, you know, as I keep saying, from now to the end of the season, he'll have a vital role. And even on the training ground this week, he's been very good. And, you know, I suppose, like, it's look at Bo's, we know Bo's. Most important for us is back to basics, clean sheets, working as hard as we can. And, you know, when we know that, then we know we can create chances, which we did the other night. But getting back to taking them, and that's what we're looking forward to.
Like, three defeats on the bounce is a bit unusual under your tenure. I know two of them were in Europe now, but it's something that you haven't experienced, as I said before.
God, Billy, you love to bring me bad news. But I didn't realise that, yeah. But look, I don't really want to look at Europe as Europe. You know, at the end of the day, you know, we had an incredible run. You know, we beat the Swedish crowd. Obviously, getting quite a little bit better. But we didn't make it, you know, easy for ourselves by not scoring over. And certainly with the goals we conceded. But to be fair, they are at a different level. And we understand that. The other night was more disappointing because, you know, we gave away goals that we shouldn't give away. So right across the board. And but it's, as I said, it wasn't just one or two people. It was just the whole team. You know, we didn't defend properly. So as I keep saying, back to basics tomorrow night. Every fella's sleeves rolled up. And, you know, we've all had our say. And I expect a massive reaction to us tomorrow night.
But even with Dundalk's results, like, you're...
Doesn't matter. And I keep saying, the league is there to be won. And you have to approach the league. And it's the old cliche, and I hate saying it, but you have to approach every game, because in this league you get done if you're not prepared. And we've seen that from, you know, dropping point to Wexford. You know, at the end of the day, we're the only team in the league that's after beating Dundalk twice. But we've left points away to Sligo, we've left points at Wexford and Galway. And if you're not ready, you're going to get done. And the other night, you know, while Sligo are good and they've energetic, and Dave has built a very good team. At the end of the day, the league table shows that we're a long way ahead of them. But if you're not ready for the game, you'll get done. And I always say that in this league, there's no walkaway game. And so it's proved. So, you know, the league is there. We just have to get back to basics tomorrow night. As I keep saying, now it's our biggest game of the season. And there's still a long way to go, but we have to get back and win the match.
Tell me the better results have gone. They're totally unpredictable, and we wouldn't have expected them. But this is a critical period in the season.
Well,
three or four games maybe are critical.
Well, when you say you wouldn't expect them, Noel, I expect that any team that doesn't prepare properly, you know, will leave points behind. And, you know, our experience has shown that. But the crucial thing now for us is to make sure tomorrow that we bounce back. The opportunity is there. It's going to be a very difficult game because Bo's won last week. They're a very... as a strong side, very good in set pieces, and they're big and physical. You know, so it's going to be a night when, right from the start, we have to be ready. We have to defend properly. And obviously, we must take our chances when we get them. But
like a second chance. We had a chance against Sligo.
Well, there's no second chance. The season started in March. It's at the end of the day, you know, people get carried away. The league is not going to be won, you know, last week or next week. The league will be won over the next 2.5 months. You know, because you have to. The league has started in March, and I kept saying you have to hang in there and win your games. And this year we've done phenomenally well. We've stayed in there, and you know, with all games played, at one point we had three behind. We, you know, so our form has generally been very good. You know, one blip you know, you have to recover from that. If you end up having two or three, four defeats in a row, then you're gone. Yeah. But at the most important for us is that, you know, we have to respond tomorrow night with a very good performance. Our performance is going to win us the match. And it's back to basics, rolling up the sleeves, working hard, taking responsibility and defending properly. And that's what we had a chat about this week. That's what we worked on. And the league will go right to the wire. I have no doubt about that. So it won't determine tomorrow night. It won't determine last week. You have to be there right to the end. And the only way we can be there right to the end is by winning every week. And most importantly is win tomorrow night.
What about an injury up there, Johnny? Alan Bennett, you expect him back?
Alan is back in contention. He trained this morning. We're just going to wait and see how he is. You know, Dooley has a knock. A few fellas have knocks, but... you know, I keep saying when you're flying in Europe, everyone wants to play. When you lose a game, you know, some people can say they have a knock here and knock there. I don't buy into it. You know, if you're available to play, you're available to play, and you know, I expect our guys to be bursting to play every week. And to be fair, they're a fantastic bunch and a great bunch of lads. And I keep saying, you know, feel sorry for you when you get the praise for the last month, and then you give a performance and you don't get praise, or you get a bit of stick over it. You have taken the chin because you deserve that if you don't perform. And so I expect tomorrow that we'll be back to the Cork City that we had been for most of the season.